Hey, this is Cato June, all-pro linebacker, Super Bowl champion. You're listening to 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the hour. Welcome back to the show. Pumped for this next guest, Matt Johnson, the second redshirt junior for the University of Northern Colorado. A big game coming up against Eastern Washington this Thursday. You'll hear it here on KFKA. But they took care of Idaho. Those were two big, big games, and Matt's been tearing it up the last four games. Matt, my friend, thanks so much for giving us some time today.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, I'm looking at your last four games, and I know you guys split. You know, Montana State, you know, you lose those tight games all the way through. You take care of kind of, did it feel like these Idaho games were almost must-win to kind of get you guys back in the thick of things in the conference?
Yeah, for sure. Those games were big for us. What happened with the Montana State games, two close losses. We just needed a sweep to get us back up there. With our record in our conference, get it back up to 500. So that was those are two really big games for us.
Now your average is 11.6, but the last four games, and I've been tweeting about this a lot. You went 18, 18, 20, and 21. What has it been about this middle part of the season that's got you clicking right now?
Earlier in the season I had a few bad nights shooting the ball. And I just knew just keep putting in the work and just keep trusting the process. And ultimately, my shot started to fall, and that's probably explains just my ability to make some shots the last few games.
Do you feel like you're clicking? I mean, you already have a pretty good history with Bodie Hume, with Dalen Kuntz, even before your UNC days. But, you know, there is something about getting back in the swing of things, especially amidst everything that's been going on the last year and a half. Do you get that sense that you guys are starting to get the feel for each other a little bit as you progress through the season?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, this year has been a lot different. You know, usually we start the season early November, but this year we started it early December, which is, you know, kind of weird, and just playing the back-to-back games. But I think we're starting to get the feel. We're starting to get in the swing of things, starting to get used to how the season is playing out with all this, like, COVID stuff. So, just the experience with playing with each other. You know, we got a lot of guys, returning guys, but we have some fairly new guys that have played a lot, and that we need to get them up to date with our winning culture at the school.
Matt, if you had your vote, you just mentioned it, talking about the back-to-backs. I mean, as a fan, I'll tell you, honestly, I like it because it kind of feels like a mini NBA playoffs type deal. But if you voted for this, would you vote to do it like this in the future? Or are you like, no, let's get back to a regular schedule. We'll see those guys down the road. We'll play Idaho, and then we'll see them a few weeks later.
Honestly, if I had to vote, I'd probably vote the normal way.
Yeah.
It's just a lot harder playing a team back-to-back. You know, if you win the first game, then that team's coming in a different type of energy the next game, and vice versa with us as well. If we lose the first game, then we come with a different energy the second game. So, I mean, again, just kind of giving you that break in between playing a team just kind of gives you time to reevaluate and time to attack a different way. When you have the back-to-backs, everything is short notice, so you can't really make any last-minute changes.
That's just a big thing. Yeah, that's a great point, too. Teams coming back at you, you know, going back to that Montana series, you know, you win that game, they come back ripping and roaring. So it's a great point, and it's interesting to see the matchups from one night to the next. However, with the Idaho side of things, and, you know, you look at their record, and they're kind of a struggling team, you guys were kind of close with them at halftime, and then, man, you guys were just shooting the lights out of the place. And I know Coach Smiley's talked to us about how he wants you guys, obviously, to defend the three, but be able to shoot that three. You guys have been shooting ridiculous the last couple of games.
That's just been a big part of how we play for the last few years. I mean, not allowing teams to shoot threes and trying to get, you know, as many threes as we can up. You know, just if you just look at the point differential, I mean, you compare threes and twos. If we take more threes and make more threes, then we have a better chance of winning the game.
We're talking to Matt Johnson, redshirt junior out of the University of Northern Colorado, getting Eastern Washington coming up. Do you look at the standings much throughout the season, or do you just kind of glance maybe once a week just to see where everybody is at this point?
We don't pay too much attention to the standings. We try to, you know, focus it day by day, go 1-0 on the day, as Coach Corey likes to say, and just take every day, each day. You know, it's not really about your opponents, it's about you at the end of the day. So, I mean, if we get into watching the standings too much, then that may affect how we play, and ultimately that may lower our chances in, winning the league or anything like that. So we tend to just try to keep to ourselves and try to keep making ourselves better.
Now, and a good opportunity too. Eastern Washington, 3-5 overall, but 2-1 in the conference. Went back and forth with Southern Utah there. Really, 10 wins already for that team. This is another opportunity though. They're right in front of you guys, and I know you said you don't look. And I'm going to tell you, I'm looking at it right now. Eastern Washington is right in front of you guys. So this is a heck of an opportunity for you guys to keep climbing in those conference standings.
Yeah, it's a big opportunity. You know, we know what Eastern Washington is capable of. We know they're a good program. We're winning culture, so we have to approach the days leading up and in preparation, and we got to approach game day with a different type of energy, and to try to get a win on Thursday before we start thinking about Saturday's game.
Matt, what's your relationship like with your team? You said it. You got a lot of new guys that are kind of getting used to the scene. You got guys you've played with a lot, both with UNC. As I mentioned, you have a history with Bodie Hume and of course, getting Dalen Kuntz over here. What's that been like, your relationship with all of your older teammates and some of the new guys? You guys get along really well off the floor and things like that.
It kind of sucks with the COVID, not being able to, hang out with your teammates outside of the court and try to be around each other and build that team chemistry. But we, with the time that we have together, we definitely try to build that team chemistry up. And I think we have a good foundation with a lot of the returning guys that we have. And we just all have gotten along in past years, and just getting those new guys up to date with us has been really fun. And I'm excited to see what we can do later on in the season.
Matt, there was a lot of big expectations from you guys individually. Bodie Hume, big expectations. Yourself, big expectations. Dalen Kuntz coming over from CU, there were some big expectations there. Anybody that stood out as far as shocking to you? You thought they'd be good, but maybe they're a little bit better further along in the process. Is there any of your teammates that you looked at and said, man, he's really progressing a lot faster than I thought?
No, I wouldn't say there's anybody that's really shocking. I kind of I expect a lot of out of each of my teammates, but a guy that I really would like to shout out is Greg Bowie. I mean, he's been going through a lot with all his changes with schools and stuff, and he just he's been working hard and making and giving us a great scoring opportunity off the bench for us. So that's been very big.
Yeah, no question. Talking to Matt Johnson, the second out of the University of Northern Colorado. How much basketball do you watch outside of film study and what you're looking at your opponents? Are you watching the NBA? Do you watch a lot of outside conference games? How much is that part of your life outside of what you have to do in order to be prepared for your next game?
I watch a lot of NBA. For the most part, I actually don't watch too much college games. Sometimes a little bit, but mostly NBA games.
Who's your is it the Nuggets? I mean, you're a Colorado guy, but is it somebody else? You can let us know. It's a safe tree here. We can be honest.
I mean, me personally, I'm not really a fan of teams. I'm more a fan of individual players.
Okay.
But I mean, I like the Nuggets. I like Jamal Murray and Jokic there.
What did you think?
It's tough.
So I got to ask you then. Okay, you're a fan of the – what did you think of the James Harden, Kevin Durant situation? I said on the air the other day, I was like, I don't know if there's enough basketballs to share, but what'd they do, like 36 and 32 the other day? They're going to score like 70 points between the two of them. What did you think of that move? And do you think it'll last? Do you think they'll be able to coexist throughout the course of the season?
I mean, I don't know, man. I mean, the last two games, they've had It's just been KD and Harden, so we'll see what happens when Kyrie gets back to the mix. But I mean, that is a tough trio right there. So
yeah, no, it should be all right. So of the, you said trio, all right. Which one's Kevin Durant on your team? You Bodie Hume or Dalen?
I'd probably give that KD to Bodie.
KD's Bodie. Okay, so are you Harden? Which was Dalen again? Kyrie or what? How are you going there?
I mean, I guess we'll go with Dalen being the lefty in the. I mean, I guess we'll give him Harden, but.
I love it, man. I love it. Well, you know what? I love watching you guys when we get a chance to watch, of course, on Pluto and listening to you on KFK. I'm a huge fan, and we'll be continuing to follow you guys. And let's go grab a couple of W's against this Eastern Washington team coming up later in the week.
Yep, appreciate it.
All right, man. That's Matt Johnson II. He's being nice. He's being humble. You know, he's been tearing it up for this team. He has been the guy. Bodie, I love Bodie. Dalen Kuntz, I told you, transferring from CU, I was very excited about him. I love Coor. Coor's cleaning up the boards. But I tell you, it's been Matt the last four games, and they need him to click. And then Bodie's averaging 15.7. He's out of the top five in scoring now, so you want him to get back up closer to that 17 mark. But ultimately, you like those three guys bringing it every single night. Three guys for the Bears averaging in the double digits, 15 for Bodie, 12 for Dalen, and 11, about 12 for Matt. So Matt's brought up that average. So you're going to expect a lot from those three guys if you want the Bears to try to finish closer to the top in the Big Sky Conference. 46 minutes after the hour. More on the possibility of Deshaun Watson for the Broncos. I threw a couple of trade scenarios out there. I don't know if it's going to matter what the Broncos offer, though, because Deshaun has a no-trade clause, which means he gets to choose, but Houston has to ultimately decide what they're going to do. Would the Broncos be on that list, or maybe just on the outside looking at him? 46 minutes after the hour, we'll take a quick break. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We'll be right back.
It's a party in Northern Colorado's voice, 1310 KFKA. The Block Party, Wednesdays from 4 to 10 p.m.